Welcome to Solid Ground, and today this is the second part of a two-day interview with Jonathan Hunter, who's on staff with Desert Stream as the director of Embracing Life, it's Christian AIDS ministry, ministering to men, women, and children with HIV. Jonathan, good to have you again here today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We've been discussing your life and how the Lord has brought about changes within your heart coming out of the homosexual lifestyle, and you've been a Christian now for the last 17 years. I wonder if you could share with us a little bit about the changes you've seen, the approach the church has taken in helping people trying to come out of that lifestyle.
Well, when I first thought of leaving the gay lifestyle and got an understanding that that was not what the Lord wanted me to be involved in, and I was led to go to Desert Stream Ministries here in Southern California, that was around the mid-80s, and at that time, the church didn't even know there were ministries like Desert Stream and the Living Waters program. And so we really needed the church. Ministries like that really needed the church to come and sort of bless it, because up until that point, people that were struggling that would come to their pastors or priests would just be told to stop it. Okay. It was a behavioral change. And what these ministries like Desert Stream were saying is there are roots that go back into childhood. There's healing of the soul that needs to happen for these Christian men and women that are coming to their pastors. But we were unknown. Now I'd have to say that it's the church that needs us. We don't need the church as much as the church needs us, because we are a prophetic witness to the world of the power of transformation that can happen. Now there are ministries all over the world, like Desert Stream, and as I mentioned in our last interview, that there's a coalition of ministries like Desert Stream to help men and women coming out of homosexuality, and it's called Exodus International, and they have a national number in the United States and an international number, and they're represented in all the continents around the world.
That number out, maybe someone.
The national number for Exodus International is area code 206-784-7799. So we live in a day and age where real hope, a third choice for somebody who's dealing with homosexuality to partake in, and that is the choice for healing. It's not just become gay or just stop it and get married, but it's saying, no, there is healing for my soul. There is healing from this identity that I thought I was into a full identity in Christ of heterosexuality, though I struggled with homosexuality.
Well, speak to that individual that is a Christian or is desiring to be a Christian and yet is struggling with these desires. And well, what brought you to the point to say, hey, this isn't what God wants? Encourage that individual of your own story of what brought you to that point to say, Lord, bring about that change, and then how that came about.
Well, I thought I was a gay Christian when I first came to the Lord. And so I would say that there are Christians that struggle with homosexuality. There are Christians that believe they're gay Christians because nobody's told them that there really is hope. There really is change is possible. But I'd first like to point to a scripture that really gave me encouragement, and that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, which begins with verse 9 that many Christians know about, and that is where Paul writes, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor effeminates." This has been mentioned over and over again as the group of people that will not inherit the kingdom. But Paul goes on to say in verse 11, and this is crucial that we read this too. He says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." So he's saying here, he's acknowledging that right back in the beginning, in the New Testament church, when it started, that there were people that had been in homosexuality, in that lifestyle, if you will. But that when they became Christians through the Holy Spirit, through the relationship with Christ, they were set free from that old identity. And he was saying to them, those that were falling back into that, look, remember the power of Christ's presence in your life and that you were sanctified. Don't do it. And so he wouldn't say that unless it was possible through the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Encourage the individual that says, okay, I read in the scripture this power is possible, and maybe they heard a message saying this is an ungodly practice, you shouldn't be involved in it, but yet that desire is still there. Is it a process that you went through, or was it an overnight thing that just was taken away? Explain that.
Well, for change to happen, it's going to be a process. Many have come to identify with their struggle, with their sexual inclinations there. And so with any identification like that, especially as it has to do with one's being, it's going to take some time as they begin to understand who they are in Christ, as we all do. The sanctification, the cleansing is a process. And so there will be struggles. What are we talking about when we're talking about transformation? We're not talking about going from one lust to another lust. We're going from lusts of the flesh to a love for another, seeing the person of the opposite sex as a complement, not competition and not the same. So they're going to draw out something different from us. And it's also coming to the point where we can look at people of the same sex non-erotically. Now that is a big healing, and that's what Christ can do. So for a man who's come out of homosexuality and is entering into sort of the blossoming, the hope in heterosexuality, is going to be seeing something different in a woman. And he needs to understand that there are going to be different feelings that she's going to elicit from him. She's not the healing vehicle. It's always Christ, as it is for everyone. But so they're going to be challenged because there are going to be new feelings that the woman is going to draw from him. And the same is from a woman who is a lesbian now entering into a heterosexual relationship. So in that, we get unnerved. We feel like a little kid again because God is bringing forth these new feelings. But that's not a reason to retreat into the old lustful ways, the eroticizing of everything, but to trust that the Lord's with us and we're entering into a whole new realm of understanding what relationship and what love is possible.
Well, you've been a Christian for a long time now, and you've been involved in ministry in this area of the church for a long time. I'm sure you've seen a lot of change, hopefully a lot of positive change within the church. If you could explain a little about that, and then also give a little advice to the individual that, let's say he's in the church, or he's a pastor, or he's on staff or a counselor, and someone comes in and says, you know, I'm a homosexual, or I'm struggling with these desires. What advice would you give that individual?
Well, I'd like to encourage that person that there are many, many, I would say, tens of thousands, perhaps, that have found that there is another way. Their change is possible. So I want to encourage you listening right now that there are many groups that can help you with that. They're not there to condemn you. They're there to, first of all, help answer the questions that you may have about how you came to feel what you feel and to be attracted to persons of the same sex. They are understanding people. People involved with Exodus International, the coalition of ministries like Desert Stream, which I work for, are there not to condemn you, but to help you along. And if this is a choice, if this is a journey you've decided you need to make, that they're there to help you along the way. Again, the Exodus number for a ministry that might be near you in your state is area code 206-784-7799. And I would also encourage any pastors that may be looking for information, book lists, any study helps that could help them to better minister, to counsel men and women coming to them who are struggling with homosexuality, that Exodus also has a warehouse, a book service, where they can point you to the appropriate literature for them in their counseling services. So there's a lot out there now.
You know, in thinking of the life of Jesus, it was the religious people that were all mad at him because he was hanging out with sinners and tax collectors, and they were the ones that were condemning him. But I think of the ministry of Christ, if he was here, he would as he said, it's not the well that need a physician, but those that are sick. And we, as a church, have that answer to go and minister to people that are trapped in any sin. And maybe, again, you could encourage just the believers on the right attitude to take, rather than maybe being fearful or condemning right off the bat, but be able to be like Christ. How would you advise an individual Christian to do that?
Well, every person on this earth has a desire to be loved, to be affirmed, to be accepted. If you have a chance to listen to somebody who has questions about their sexuality, to be able to listen, even as Christ did. We must be willing to not have the answers for everything, but also to be able to give them a resource to point them to one. And nowadays, we need, as church members, men and women in Christ, to be able to point these people to resources. And that's why I've mentioned over and over again in these interviews, Exodus International. At last, we have people that can really help answer those questions. So I want to encourage everybody that God's a big God. Amen. And in just listening to these men and women who are struggling with homosexuality, you're not going to catch it. And if your relationship with Jesus is strong, you won't be deterred, but you'll be encouraged that they're even talking to you and sharing with you. And just be assured that the love of Christ can truly redeem and restore this person.
That's some good, helpful advice. And I'd like you to give the number for Exodus International, which is a coalition of ministries. Give that phone number once again if someone is truly seeking help.
Their national number in the United States is in Washington, in the Seattle area. It's area code 206-784-7799.
Well, thank you for being with us these 2 days, Jonathan, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Brian.
My prayer is that you would listen to this man's heart and take the love of Jesus Christ out to all those that are in need of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.